This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 4. Hej allihopa och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår bra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Ja, jag mår också bra. I'm looking forward to finding out what next things are going to happen in our story. We're following the story of Matthias, his wife Sara, and his children Alva and Arvid as they travel down the west coast of Sweden. So far, they've visited Marstrand. They've currently they're on Klädesholmen, and we'll find out where they're going today.
Yeah, I think it seems like a great holiday.
I can recommend it. I've done it myself.
Yeah.
Spookily enough. Okay, as usual, we're going to listen to the text, first of all, of Matthias's text, and then we'll talk through the language in this, giving us all a chance to practice our Swedish and improve our vocabulary and build our understanding of grammar. Ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja.
Gårdagens bastubad var fantastiskt. Klockan var långt efter 22, men det var fortfarande ljust ute. Eftersom vi gick och la oss så sent så tog vi lite sovmorgon i morse. Efter frukosten packade vi med oss badkläder och matsäck och åkte till en badplats som heter Bleket. Vädret har blivit lite sämre och det var molnigt och blåsigt nästan hela dagen. Men det var fortfarande ganska varmt. Jag och Sara ville bada i havet ändå och det gick att hitta lä mellan klipporna. Men Alva tyckte det var tråkigt. Hon satt med handduken om axlarna och tittade på film på telefonen hela dagen. Hon verkar fortfarande ganska sur och det hjälper inte att Arvid tycker det är kul att retas. Arvid ville till slut bada, men det tog ett tag att övertala honom. När han väl var i vattnet gick det knappt att få upp honom igen. När det började blåsa lite mer gav vi upp och åkte tillbaka till Klädesholmen. Vi åt middag på en restaurang på andra sidan ön. Det var fortfarande molnigt, men det regnade inte så vi kunde sitta utomhus med segelbåtarna i bakgrunden. De hade organiserat en musikquiz på uteserveringen och det var första gången Alva provade musslor. Hon råkade tyvärr spilla sås på sin vita tröja, men hon verkade nöjd ändå. Vi sover kvar på Klädesholmen 2 nätter till och imorgon ska vi ta en tur till Skärhamn. Det ska bli kul att strosa runt bland butikerna och återuppleva gamla minnen på bryggorna. Vi ses imorgon!
Okay, let us go through our text. Once again, Hanna, if you can read each line, we'll talk about what's in there.
Ja, så vi börjar med gårdagens bastubad var fantastiskt.
So igår is yesterday, and gårdagens is an adjective relating to yesterday then.
Yes, so yesterday's.
Yesterday's bastubad, yesterday's sauna was fantastic.
Ja, precis. Klockan var långt efter 22, men det var fortfarande ljust ute.
Så klockan var långt efter 22. So the time was well after 10 o'clock at night. Men det var fortfarande ljust ute. But it was still light outside.
Ja, and yes, Swedish people always 24-hour clock. So
yes.
It's a very, very common way of speaking like this.
Okay.
Eftersom vi gick och la oss så sent tog vi lite sovmorgon i morse.
Okay, so eftersom is it like afterwards?
No, because.
Oh, of course. Yeah, so eftersom vi gick och la oss så sent. So because we went and laid ourselves down so late because we went to bed so late. Tog vi lite sov morgon I morse. We took ourselves a little lie-in this morning. We had a lie-in this morning.
Ja, precis. Så sov morgon, lie-in.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between... Oh, this is a really silly question. I was going to ask you what's the difference between imorgon and imorse, but imorgon is tomorrow and yes. imorse is this morning.
Exactly. Bra. I don't even have to correct you there. Efter frukosten packade vi med oss badkläder och matsäck och åkte till en badplats som heter Bleket.
Okay, efter frukosten, after breakfast, packade vi med oss badkläder och matsäck. So we packed our swimsuits and matsäck, like lunch bags.
Ja, precis. So lunch.
Packed lunch.
Yeah.
Och åkte till en badplats som heter Bleket. And we headed to, or we went to a swimming spot called Bleket.
Ja, precis. Vädret har blivit lite sämre. Och det var molnigt och blåsigt nästan hela dagen.
Så vädret har blivit lite sämre. So this is from blir, but this is the perfect tense.
Ja.
So the weather has become.
Precis.
Lite sämre. Well, I was going to say it's a little the same, but it's not same.
No, the opposite. So it's dåligt, mm-hmm. sämre, sämst.
Oh, right. So bad, worse, worst.
Ja.
So sämre is worse.
Ja.
Good, right? Okay, that's completely new. I like it.
Yeah.
So the weather has become a little worse. Och det var molnigt och blåsigt nästan hela dagen. So it was cloudy and blowy, windy.
Windy.
Almost the whole of the day.
Ja. Men det var fortfarande ganska varmt.
But it was still quite warm.
Precis. Jag och Sara ville bada I havet ändå. Och det gick att hitta lä mellan klipporna.
So Sara and I ville bada I havet. We wanted to swim in the sea. Ändå, still. Och det gick att hitta lä mellan klipporna. So something about between the rocks.
Bra.
We tried to find a space between the rocks.
No, to find it, it's about finding shelter from the wind. So we only use it when we talk about shelter from wind and weather.
Okay, right. So we tried to find shelter from the wind. Mellan klipporna, between the rocks.
Men Alva tyckte det var tråkigt.
But Alva thought it was boring again.
Ja, yeah, we're okay. going to be so familiar with the word tråkigt after this. Hon satt med handduken om axlarna och tittade på film på telefonen hela dagen.
Right, so she sat, hon satt med handduken om axlarna. So that's her towel around her shoulders?
Ja, bra.
I don't know where I know axlarna from.
We talked about body... body parts, didn't we?
Yeah, maybe pain in the shoulder or something like that.
So en axel, två axlar.
Två axlar, yeah. So she sat with her towel around her shoulders och tittade på film på telefonen hela dagen. And she watched a film, or she actually watched films?
Ja.
Plural, yeah. On her telephone the whole day.
Precis. Hon verkar fortfarande ganska sur och det hjälper inte... att Arvid tycker det är kul att retas.
Right, så hon verkar fortfarande ganska sur. She still seems pretty sour.
Ja, this is a word we use quite a lot to mean that you are...
grumpy.
Grumpy, cranky.
Okay, so she still seems to be quite grumpy. Och det hjälper inte, and it doesn't help, att Arvid tycker det är kul att retas. And it doesn't help that Arvid thinks that it's fun to annoy her?
Yeah, to tease her.
To tease her. Yeah. Okay.
Arvid ville till slut bada, men det tog ett tag att övertala honom.
So Arvid ville till slut bada. He finally wanted to go swimming. Men det tog ett tag att övertala honom, but it took some time to speak over to him.
You can't always just translate it. To persuade him.
To persuade him. Yeah. Ah, right. I guess it's you're speaking over and over again. I'll stick with speak over.
När han väl var i vattnet gick det knappt att få upp honom igen.
Så när han väl var i vattnet, when he was well in the water.
Like finally in the water.
Finally in the water. Gick det knappt att få upp honom igen. It was knappt.
So gick det knappt, so we could hardly get him.
All right, so we could, once he was in the water, when he finally got into the water, we could hardly get him out again because he was so happy there.
Precis.
Okay. Right, we're going to take a short break there. We'll be back in just a moment with the rest of the text. If you'd like to take your Coffee Break Swedish Travel Diaries experience further, then you can use our online course version. This features additional materials to help you build your knowledge and understanding of Swedish. We have comprehensive lesson notes which help you understand everything in the text. We provide a video version of the main lessons, and with the online course, you'll be able to follow Alva's story. So in addition to Matthias's story, you're also hearing another point of view and therefore learning new vocabulary and experiencing new language. To find out more about our online course for the Swedish Travel Diaries, visit coffeebreakswedish.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so Arvid is in the water. It's a little bit windy and a little bit cloudy, but Alva doesn't seem to be enjoying the day quite so much.
No. Så, när det började blåsa lite mer gav vi upp.
Okay, so when we... Or when it started to blow a little more, when it started to get a bit more windy, gav vi upp, we gave up.
Ja, okay. Precis. Och åkte tillbaka till Klädesholmen.
And we went back to Klädesholmen.
Vi åt middag på en restaurang på andra sidan ön.
So we had dinner på en restaurang på andra sidan ön. On the other side of, in a restaurant on the other side of the island.
Ja, det var fortfarande molnigt, men det regnade inte, så vi kunde sitta utomhus med segelbåtarna i bakgrunden.
Oh, sounds nice. Det var fortfarande molnigt, it was still cloudy, men det regnade inte, but it wasn't raining, så vi kunde sitta utomhus, so we were able to sit outside med segelbåtarna i bakgrunden. With the sailboats in the background.
Ja. De hade organiserat en musikquiz på uteserveringen och det var första gången Alva provade musslor.
Okay, so de hade organiserat, they had organized en musikquiz, so a music quiz, på uteserveringen. Is that on the outdoor place where they serve food?
Ja, and as Swedish people obsessed with summer, uteservering is a very important word.
Is it like the terrace of a restaurant?
Yeah, when you can sit outdoors. So,
like we did in Vaxholm.
Exactly. So when the spring comes in Sweden, we're like, uteservering.
So, and if you've not seen our video from Vaxholm, you must check that out on our YouTube channel. Search for Coffee Break Languages on YouTube. We have the music quiz on the outdoor terrace. Och det var första gången Alva provade musslor. And it was the first time that Alva tried mussels.
Ja. Hon råkade tyvärr spilla sås på sin vita tröja. Men hon verkade nöjd ändå.
Right, so hon råkade tyvärr spilla sås. So unfortunately she spilled sauce. And am I right in thinking that this råkade is that verb that's not a verb in English? It's like she accidentally did something.
Exactly. Well done.
So she accidentally spilled sauce på sin vita tröja, on her white shirt.
Top or sweater.
Okay. Men hon verkade nöjd ändå. But she seemed happy nonetheless.
Yeah.
Okay. So despite spilling sauce, she was pleased that she tried mussels.
Yeah. We hear if Alva feels that way.
We shall indeed, yeah.
Vi sover kvar på Klädesholmen två nätter till och imorgon ska vi ta en tur till Skärhamn.
So we're sleeping still on Klädesholmen two more nights. So we've got two more nights to go in our stay in Klädesholmen. Och imorgon ska vi ta en tur till Skärhamn. And tomorrow we're taking a trip to Skärhamn.
Ja. Det ska bli kul att strosa runt bland butikerna och återuppleva gamla minnen på bryggorna.
Okay, so it will be fun to strosa runt bland butikerna, to wander around among the shops.
Ja.
Och återuppleva gamla minnen. And återuppleva, well, to uppleva is to experience. What's the åter?
So åter means again. So to reminisce.
Relive.
Yeah.
Okay, so reminisce about old memories or relive old memories. På bryggorna, on the jetties, the piers.
Ja. Vi ses imorgon.
See you tomorrow.
Ja.
Okay, well, let's listen to our whole text now. Hopefully we'll understand much more.
Gårdagens bastubad var fantastiskt. Klockan var långt efter 22, men det var fortfarande ljust ute. Eftersom vi gick och la oss så sent så tog vi lite sovmorgon i morse. Efter frukosten packade vi med oss badkläder och matsäck och åkte till en badplats som heter Bleket. Vädret har blivit lite sämre och det var molnigt och blåsigt nästan hela dagen. Men det var fortfarande ganska varmt. Jag och Sara ville bada i havet ändå och det gick att hitta lä mellan klipporna. Men Alva tyckte det var tråkigt. Hon satt med handduken om axlarna och tittade på film på telefonen hela dagen. Hon verkar fortfarande ganska sur och det hjälper inte att Arvid tycker det är kul att retas. Arvid ville till slut bada, men det tog ett tag att övertala honom. När han väl var i vattnet gick det knappt att få upp honom igen. När det började blåsa lite mer gav vi upp och åkte tillbaka till Klädesholmen. Vi åt middag på en restaurang på andra sidan ön. Det var fortfarande molnigt, men det regnade inte så vi kunde sitta utomhus med segelbåtarna i bakgrunden. De hade organiserat en musikquiz på uteserveringen och det var första gången Alva provade musslor. Hon råkade tyvärr spilla sås på sin vita tröja, men hon verkade nöjd ändå. Vi sover kvar på Klädesholmen två nätter till. Och imorgon ska vi ta en tur till Skärhamn. Det ska bli kul att strosa runt bland butikerna och återuppleva gamla minnen på bryggorna. Vi ses imorgon!
Så So there we have it now. Hannah mentioned a little while ago that we'll hear Alva's version of this, whether she really did enjoy the mussels and whether she really wasn't too bothered about spilling the sauce. And that will be in the bonus version of our travel diaries. You can find that along with the lesson notes, the video version and lots more at coffeebreakswedish.com.
And you can also follow us on social media and practice your Swedish with us. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish on Facebook and Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
We will be back soon with the next installment of our story. I wonder where they're heading to next.
Yeah.
Så ska vi se.
Ja, vi får se då.
Tack så mycket, Hanna.
Varsågod, Mark.
Och tack så mycket, allihopa. Och vi ses nästa gång.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.